Now that I hope we've agreed that we can think of hypnosis as an experience that involves focus and absorption, that we can mutually agree as being hypnosis. And again, I want to emphasize that I'm not saying that is the case, but in this program, just as a way of proceeding, the invitation is to begin from that place. So then we can look at any invitation into hypnosis as comprising an invitation to focus, an invitation to become more absorbed, and then followed up by some way of ratifying physiological changes that happen so that we let a client know something is different here. And then to label that as hypnosis can be crucial if someone is coming for hypnosis specifically. If some client says, I want you to hypnosis, I want hypnosis, and we go through the blah, 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 and we don't define what we're doing as hypnosis, then a client might think, well, I don't know, I'm not sure. We'll explore how to take care of that, but it is often helpful to actually have that step of defining the experience as hypnosis. So, the generic invitation into hypnosis has these steps. We can invite someone to focus on something, and we're going to explore different ways that we can invite focus. We'll look at that in particular. Continuing doing what you're doing, what you like, what you've done in the past, meditation, and so on. We'll explore that. So once the focus is invited, and then we can invite a natural absorption to follow that, because that's what happens. Whenever we focus on something and keep our focus on it, there's a natural tendency to become more absorbed in it. That's what we do. Then we can comment on the changes that predictably happen when anyone gets into a focused, absorbed experience. We can look and see there's often change in the blinking. Blinking often slows down. Sometimes it speeds up, but usually slows down. There's often a softening of the facial muscles, as if the face somehow smooths out. There's often a softening of the shoulders. They drop a little. If we look, we can see predictably a change in the breathing, just a little subtly slower and deeper. And sometimes at a certain point someone will be blinking slower and slower, and then they take a breath, they breathe out, and they close their eyes. That doesn't always happen, and it really doesn't matter whether it happens or not. But if that happens and we say, that's right, you've let your eyes close and you took that breath, it's somehow validating, ratifying that something is happening. Also, a common association with a focused, absorbed experience is a relative stillness. In an adult, anyhow, when someone becomes focused and absorbed, they really don't move their body very much. It tends to be an immobility. Kids, of course, are different. When adults watch television or read a book or get absorbed in a movie, they usually get a fixed gaze and they don't move much. Kids wriggle around all over the place. And I think it's important for us to know when we're dealing with kids, if they wriggle, it doesn't mean that they're being difficult. It just means that they're behaving like kids. So then just to summarize, we're going to say that in any invitation for going into hypnosis, we'll have these characteristics. An invitation to focus, an invitation to become absorbed, some commentary from us to encourage, to ratify, to validate the changes are happening, and then to say, and this is what we call hypnosis. Now, if someone doesn't want hypnosis, they just want some focusing or some relaxation or something, then don't use the word. But if someone specifically says, I want hypnosis, well, You better call it hypnosis, otherwise they'll think it's they didn't get what they came for. So I hope that my words about what we're exploring here will give a basis to everything that follows. So again, can you see there's nothing very complex here? Pretty simple stuff. And it can be such fun to find a way of starting to connect with different people and then just facilitating whatever it is that's happening for them. So it's their experience coming from within them, not imposed by us. Okay.